Bernadette sits up in bed and stares at the clock on her nightstand, which reads 11:59. As it reaches midnight, she turns on a lamp.
Howie, wake up. It's time.
Did your water break?
No.
Are you feeling any contractions?
No.
Where are you going?
To the hospital. Today's my due date, and this crap needs to end now.
Honey, babies don't always come on their due date. Holly was 2 weeks late.
She glares.
But this baby's a boy. They don't take as long to get ready.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm making the situation better with humor.
Are you?
Would you rather me make it better with magic?
Go back to sleep.
Ta-da!
Howard quickly lies back down. Bernadette repositions herself in bed, then glances over at him.
You know, I hear that sex can induce labor.
Anything for my family.
The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in the apartment. The Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Christopher Flowers. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. At the cafeteria.
I believe today is Bernadette's due date.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Easy, 40 weeks from the date of her last period.
And why do you know that?
Well, excuse me for taking an interest in people.
So any day now?
Oh, I don't know. We went to the doctor this morning and she said it could still be another week or two.
How's Bernadette holding up?
It's pretty rough. She's having a hard time.
Why are you smiling?
I had sex twice last night.
That's not fair. She's on bed rest. She can't run away.
It's her idea. She read that it can start labor.
Is that true?
Well, I would have Googled it, but I was busy taking my pants off.
You know, not to brag, but Amy's last birthday brought my coital tally up to 4.
Whatever you're doing, it's not bragging.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I was just talking about you.
Oh, should I ask?
You should not.
I'm trying to get our grant proposal together. Any chance you've finished up those mechanical drawings?
Sorry, I was going to do it last night, but I got kind of busy.
Yeah, you did.
Raj winks.
What are they talking about?
I'll give you a hint. It's something that we have done 4 times.
Watched La La Land?
What? No, I've not watched La La Land 4 times. Now, if you find the soundtrack on my phone, that's because our iTunes accounts are linked.
Looks like I might have a little more time before the baby gets here, so why don't we just stay late and get it done?
Well, I don't want you to leave Bernadette alone.
No, we can hang out and keep her company.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, look at my Netflix queue. There's 2 documentaries and the movie Friends with Benefits, which I thought was a documentary about employer healthcare plans.
Penny enters Howard and Bernadette's home.
Hey, Bernie, it's me. Let myself in.
Hey.
Bernadette sits on the stairs.
What are you doing? I thought you were supposed to be on bed rest.
That's done. But I've been on stair rest for the last 45 minutes.
Here, let me help you.
You really want to help? Put on a rubber glove, reach on up there, and start pulling.
I know you're joking, but I grew up on a farm. I'll do it.
I just want this to be over.
You know, when my yoga instructor was pregnant, she told me there were tons of poses that put her right into labor.
I'll try, but I feel like bendy poses are what got me into this mess.
Later, Penny wears her shirt rolled up.
Okay, we're going to start with some nice breathing exercises.
Sorry, I can't think of anything except how flat your belly is.
Aw, thank you.
Go put on some more clothes, you bitch.
Bernadette paces away. Later, Penny wears a loose hooded sweatshirt.
Okay, we go down. And back up.
Bernadette remains stuck in a squatting position. She struggles to stand up.
And back up.
Yeah, hearing you is not the problem.
Penny takes out her phone.
Put that phone away.
Smile.
She photographs Bernadette scowling. Later.
I'm telling you, there's an acupressure point right above your ankle that can induce contractions.
All right, but just a warning. My feet are a little swollen.
Oh, please, Bernadette. I'm sure this... Okay.
what?
Nothing. Your ankles look fine. And not at all like I just popped open a can of crescent rolls.
Later, Leonard sits with Bernadette.
My mother believes that if you're not prepared mentally, it can delay your body from going into labor.
So what are you trying to say? It's my fault?
He looks away, then glances at her feet.
Raj, it's crazy. Your ankles aren't that gross.
Later, Bernadette opens her front door, finding Sheldon.
Hello.
Let me guess. You're here to try to get me to go into labor.
Oh, please. I'm disgusted when people sneeze, and that's just stuff coming out of their nose. No, I am here to sit with you and keep you company.
Oh, that's nice.
By playing the most complicated board game ever invented, Campaign for North Africa. I bought it off eBay. It smells a little like chili, but all the pieces are there.
Sheldon lets himself in.
Come on, baby. Get out of here right now and I'll buy you a pony.
In her lab, Amy works with Howard.
Are there any engineers on the grant committee?
I don't know why.
I didn't have time to figure out the 3-input hydraulic manifold, so this diagram is really just the flux capacitor from Back to the Future.
I'm sorry this is on such short notice.
Hey, I just wish I could be there when you present it.
That's okay. It's more important that you spend time with Michael.
Who's Michael?
Your son?
No, it's not. My son doesn't have a name yet.
Okay, well then Bernadette's son.
I can't believe her. She knows I don't want to name the baby after her dad.
What did you want to name him?
I don't know. We were going to wait until we saw what he looked like.
Well, it's a baby. Her dad's a wrinkly bald man. That wasn't going to break your way.
A large map lies on Howard and Bernadette's living room floor. Sheldon kneels by the coffee table and holds a pencil. He moves a piece on the map. Bernadette enters with food.
Oh, come on.
Welcome to the next 5 to 8 weeks of your life.
Sheldon, I said I didn't want to play your game.
Well, don't think of it as a game. Think of it as a source of information about one of the lesser-known campaigns of World War II.
You're right. That's so much better.
I know, right? Okay, first, we need to roll to determine the weather.
It's a desert. Isn't it going to be hot?
Sheldon holds up a finger, then rolls a pair of dice. He looks through the rule book, then rolls the dice again. He picks up the rule book and reads it carefully.
Yes.
Howard arrives with Amy.
Michael? Really? You think we're naming him Michael?
Not now, Howard. I'm in the middle of a game.
You wish. You are hundreds of hours away from the middle.
The kitchen.
I can't believe you're trying to hijack our son's name. Bernie?
He looks through the doorway.
This is as fast as I move. Calm down.
Bernadette slowly waddles into the kitchen.
So you're just gonna name him Michael? Were you even gonna tell me?
I told you.
When?
All right, that was Amy. What's wrong with Michael? It's my dad's name.
I don't want to name our son after your father.
I didn't want to say this, but he's dying.
He is?
Eventually. I mean, you see the way the man eats.
Okay, is this the hormones or have you always been a lunatic?
I don't even know anymore.
Bernie, this is our kid's name. I think we should both agree.
You're right. We both made this baby.
Thank you.
And I carried it, had to stay in bed for 4 months, sacrifice my body and my job, and soon it's going to burst its way out of me like the Kool-Aid Man.
Exactly. 50-50.
He playfully touches her nose. Amy listens at the kitchen door.
I think I got Bernadette in trouble. Maybe we should go.
I can't. She and I are playing Campaign for North Africa.
She doesn't want to play that.
Neither did the Egyptians, but that didn't stop Rommel.
Hey, brought Chinese.
And I brought Indian.
Penny gestures to Raj.
What are you guys doing here?
Sheldon texted and said Bernadette wanted us all to come over.
Amy looks at Sheldon.
The game's best with 5 to 10 players.
In the kitchen, Howard pours tea for Bernadette.
Okay, if it's not Michael, then what do you want to name him?
Harry? Like Potter or Houdini?
Doesn't bother you that I have an old boyfriend named Harry?
Okay. How about Al or Max or Ted or Kevin?
Same answer.
Hey, Bernadette, it's your turn. Penny's Air Force is strafing your supply line in Tobruk.
We're kind of busy.
Oh, okay. But you're being pretty rude. Everyone did come over to play this game with you.
Later, they all sit in Howard and Bernadette's living room.
You know, I always thought Christian was a nice name.
I don't know. Sounds a little too uncircumcised.
Bernadette, it's your turn.
What about Greg?
All right, I'll just roll for you. Oh, that is a good one. Your troop's morale rating is pretty high. Now, Leonard, as the defender, we need to subtract your morale rating from Bernadette's. You get a final adjusted morale rating for the assault. And I will just check the assault differential column. Oh, who said war was hell? Yeah, that's a rhetorical question. Sherman said it.
What about Sherman? Like Sherman Wallowitz?
Yeah, that's a kid who's going to take his mother to prom.
Hey, Howard, you did that, right?
I didn't take her. She's chaperoned. We slow danced once.
What about Paul?
Paul Wallowitz. I like it.
Oh, like Kutra Pauly.
Okay, you ruined it.
All right. Well, that moves us on to the tactical shipping phase. Penny, I believe as logistics commander, that's you.
Okay. I surrender.
Nice try, Penny. It takes more than everybody not enjoying it to stop a game with Sheldon Cooper.
Sheldon, we're talking about something important here.
Fine. If you pick a baby name, can we get back to playing?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Rana Tanata.
You can't name him Rana Tanata.
Oh, right, it's a boy. That'd be ridiculous. What about Ozymandias?
Are you making these up or having a stroke?
Ozymandias is from a poem by Percy Bysshe Shelley. Oh, Bysshe Wallowitz, solved. Back to the game. Hey-o, sandstorm.
Well, some people name their kids after places.
Like what, Walla Walla Wallowitz?
If you think that is better than Ozymandias Wallowitz, then you have been breathing in the poisonous gas that my troops illegally dispersed.
You okay?
I think that was a contraction.
What? Is it time? Do we need to go to the hospital?
No, we've been through this before. My water hasn't even broken yet.
Well, never mind your water. Has your mucus plug popped out?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're right. We probably would have heard that.
It's not a champagne cork, although that would be festive.
You know what? Maybe we should go.
Did you have another contraction?
No, I'm just worried that Sheldon's going to say mucus plug again.
And I'm worried one's going to hit me in the eye.
Yep, it's time.
Should we take 2 cars?
Actually, could you stay here and watch Hallie? That way we don't have to wait for Bernadette's parents.
Yeah, you guys go. We'll take care of her. You have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, well, not nothing. There are U-boats approaching the Suez Canal.
It's too late for us. Go, go, save yourselves.
Suez, birth, it's a big night for canals.
Penny and Leonard stare at Sheldon. Howard drives with Bernadette.
How are you feeling?
I am really excited to meet our son.
Me too. I thought I'd be super freaked out, but I'm ready for this. Well, not the part where you're in labor and you squeeze my fingers till they turn blue.
I'm sorry. That must be really painful for you.
It is. I mean, last time okay, I see what you're doing.
Oh, it's a big one.
Just breathe.
Okay, I'm good. Sorry I tried to sneak the name past you.
That's okay.
I'm sorry I used up so many good names in college. I was really competitive with my roommate.
Forget about it. Please.
Maybe we're putting too much pressure on this. It doesn't matter what we name him. He's going to be amazing.
You're right. This kid is part you and part me.
Yeah. He's going to be smart and kind and funny.
If he cracks 5'6", it'll be a miracle.
At Howard and Bernadette's.
I've always liked the name Elliot.
Sorry, can't have it. That's my boy name.
I said it first.
It's not like calling dibs.
Yes, it is. It's exactly like that. Dibs on Elliot.
I'm just saying, we might get there first. You only have sex once a year. I'll probably have sex tonight.
Penny gives him a look.
Fine, you can have Elliot.
When did you pick out our kids' names?
Remember that day you moved into the building?
Yes.
A non-creepy amount of time after that.
The name Elliot. That wasn't on my list, but I like it.
Well, we've heard your names. They're ridiculous. And I have a cousin named Dilip.
Well, I wasn't going to give them any of the good names. I'm saving those for us.
Really? You thought about our kids?
Of course. I think you and I will have exceptional children.
Oh? Well, I think so too.
How many kids you guys want?
15.
Sheldon and Amy look at each other.
What?
Well, don't worry. I don't expect you to bear them all. I'm sure we can find a suitable uterus to rent.
They both stare at Penny.
No.
We weren't thinking about you.
Of course not. I am going to the kitchen. Can I get anybody anything? Penny, nice glass of milk and a multivitamin?
Sheldon gives Penny a look. Raj, Leonard, Penny, and Amy lie asleep in Howard and Bernadette's living room.
Guys, wake up. Terrible news.
Oh, my God. What? Is it the baby?
No. We miscalculated our unassigned armor class units. We need to start over.
What?
Oh, no, not from the beginning. Just from when the tank started moving.
That was 5 hours ago.
No, that was 2 hours ago. It only feels like five.
What time is it?
It's almost 2:30.
Don't you think we should have heard something?
Yeah, I'm sure they're fine.
I'm calling them.
Raj makes a video call.
Hey.
Hey, everything okay?
Yeah, the baby was born about an hour ago.
Dude, why didn't you call me?
Well, the only way I would see my son for the first time and immediately think I need to call Raj is if he came out brown.
You know, it can take some time for pigment to form. You're still not out of the woods.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, what'd you name him?
Neil Michael. Neil for Armstrong, Gaiman, and Diamond. Michael, because Bernie had to get 6 stitches.
Neil, that's cute.
But we're calling him Michael.
I'm not going to fight her. That kid's head was the size of a cantaloupe.
Executive producer Chuck Lorre.